Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. You know, if we stay focused on abortion as a women's health issue and not also on advancing the truth and proactively proclaiming that a fetus equals a baby, equals an equally valuable human being, we could end up, you know, winning battles and losing the war. I mean, we have to help people understand that these are not competing rights claims. These are two human beings with equal human rights. And so, you know, from your background as, you know, having a heart for ministry as well as your training in the law, how best do you really feel to accomplish that part of the mission?
Well, as Christians, we all know that, that God knows us from the minute we're conceived. You know, he mentions about to Jeremiah, you know, that he knew him from his womb, and you know, Psalm 139, you know, about I formed you in your inward parts before there was even your first day on earth. So as Christians, we know that God considers us a life from the instant of conception, and the problem is translating that into a public policy. You know, what we needed originally, when we had the opportunity after Roe versus Wade, was to get a human life amendment passed in Congress, and that would clarify what we know to be true, and that is that a fetus is a baby, is a human life from the instant of conception. And so we as a movement failed to achieve that back in the 70s and 80s, and it kind of fell by the wayside. So now we're left with a society that's probably even less prone to creating the majorities needed to protect life in that way. So Christians have to continue to be vocal, continue to run for office and articulate the principles that are set forth as truth throughout the ages in the Word of God, and do so in a way that's winsome to a secular culture who doesn't understand the Word of God or why they should take anything you say from the Bible as truth. It's a particularly difficult ministry we have as citizens of a nation as well as citizens of a heavenly kingdom. So I would just offer encouragement not to give up, that every time Congress or a state legislature makes a law, there is some moral component to it. And so it makes a difference who passes those laws and whose morality is reflected in those laws, and we cannot simply hand over the reins of civil government to people who are actively in rebellion against God. So it's a fine line to do that in culture and be winsome about doing it, but that is our duty as Christ followers and as people who want to see the gospel go forward. We have to defend life and do it in a way that convinces our fellow citizens who maybe don't even believe in God. So that would be my word for Christians today.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.